Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moves in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Joining us on the phone today for his first time, the new Senior Sergeant, Daniel Strawn. Daniel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, good to have you and the police back on the radio. You're new to the position of being Senior Sergeant here in town, so we thought, first up, we'd like to sort of hear from you, your plan for Karratha when it comes to Karratha Police.
Yeah, thank you. Look, I've just done 2 and a bit years in Fitzroy Crossing as the officer in charge there, and previously before that I was the officer in charge of Marble Bar, so I guess I've got the Pilbara and the Kimberley in my blood, so I love it. Look, I come to Karratha, very challenging. I've got 3 times as many staff as I had in Fitzroy Crossing, so got a goal over the next 6 to 12 months of building up my team. But look, we really want to build a strong rapport with our community. We see that, you know, through a lot of, I guess, feedback through social media, Facebook, and that our presence could be improved. So that's probably my main goal to start with. I just want to get us out and about there. And I guess part of that is having actually easier access to the local police, whether that's popping in and chatting to us, or, you know, we're going to look at coffee with a cop down at the shopping centre. I'll take it in different places where we can, people can just have easy access to us. That's probably an early goal for me. High visibility foot patrols through the shopping centre. I know we've had a couple of incidents recently where cars were egged outside, so we want to try and knock that on the head pretty early. You know, I walk down there every day to the shopping centre through the whole entire complex. So if anyone sees me, say hello. Always willing for a chat. Look, some other goals that I've got, family violence matters is increasing in Karratha. So we're just trying to get on top of that and work out why that is, whether that's through reporting or it's actually occurring more. So holding perpetrators to account in family violence is pretty crucial for accountability overall. Look, other things that I've got planned, youth engagement. We want to increase our foothold, I guess, in the kids around town. We have 2 dedicated youth policing officers. But my vision is to have all officers as a youth engagement officers, not just doing their normal role, but they all need to engage with our kids, because the kids is where the futures are. And if we can stop a lot of that, I guess, that petty crime, the damages and the rock throwing, we'll have a lot of wins in Karratha. Obviously, it'll be challenging to do, so I've really, I guess, implore the public to make sure they're contacting us. And as soon as, you know, even if the rock misses their car, ring us and we'll get out there as soon as we can, because it's dangerous and it's obviously a hot topic on Facebook at the moment. And any information we can to stop those kids and to catch them and hold them to account, we'll do that for the community. Some other things that we've recently done, we've done a reconciliation walk for National Reconciliation Week a couple of weeks ago. That was really good to meet some of the local leaders in the Aboriginal community. We've had some new flagpoles installed at the police station, so we now run the Australian flag, the state flag and the Aboriginal flag. So that was really good to hold a little ceremony there and to recognise you know, both the state and the Aboriginal communities as to the importance of them. I guess, look, part of my other plan is I just want to be there for everyone. As easy as it's said to be done, you know, I've had a lot of people walk in. We ran a story recently in the newspaper and online to say, come and see me if there's any issues. People have come in and taken that up, and I've got to know a lot of people and their issues. The last thing we want to do is, or have is, you know, vigilante action where, you know, a kid's hurt. So, look, really, it's my 5th week now, and it's really encouraging to see that people are willing to talk. And I think if we open up the lines of communication, we'll have some good success in this town.
It's nearly the end of the financial year. You've got some of the stats regarding crime and burglaries for this financial year. How's it been in town?
Yeah, look, whether it's due to COVID-19 or not, but overall crime's actually down. It's down nearly 7% same time last year. Our burglaries, we've had 120 less burglaries same time last year. Stealing, likewise, 97. Stolen cars are 50% down. We've had 38 less than same time last year, which is fantastic. As I said before, one of my priorities was family violence, so that's actually 42% up this year. So we've had an extra 103 reported family violence. And whilst that's fairly high, it actually gives us the opportunity, not only us, but CPFS and other agencies to help some of these families. So it's not always a bad thing having higher reported crime, or family violence, I should say. Drug pinches, I'm really encouraged by what I see here with my staff. We've charged 552 people this financial year for drugs possessions. That's just random stops of people or targeted or executing Misuse of Drugs Act. So any information for people that can give us for drugs, we're always willing to go and kick a door. Just give us the info and we'll act on it.
Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside operate Northwest Self Projects, and members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focusing on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to work, live and play. Senior Sergeant Daniel Strawn, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.